This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
From KMOX Sports.
Come on, let's get going now.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Wynn swings and he drives that to left field. Back to the track and gone!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
Now. Matt Pauley and the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome into the downtown studios of KMOX for a Graybar Sports Open Line. I'm Jen Cease, filling in for Matt Pauley tonight. No worries, he will be back in the saddle next week for all things Cardinal baseball and more. John Camp is here with me in studio on the controls, which I surely appreciate. It's great to have you with us for a one-hour show. It's only 1 hour because in the 7 p.m. hour, still sports, but we flip over to soccer with our weekly City Spotlight. So this hour, though, we'll talk some Cardinal baseball, Blues hockey, and UFL Battlehawks, believe it or not. That season is right around the corner as well. Our guest this hour will be Lou Korak, sports writer covering NHL and St. Louis Blues hockey. Lynn Worthy, another sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll talk Cardinals with him. And then Brian Stoll, director of communications for the St. Louis Battlehawks, will join us toward the latter part of the hour. First, though, quick update on men's college basketball. If you didn't hear it in the prior hour sports reports, we previewed some of these games earlier in the week. We do know that in the NCAA tournament, there is one team locally, so to speak, playing number 6 seed Illinois. We'll take on number 11 seed Xavier in the tournament at 8:45 p.m. tonight. However, the rest of the teams, unfortunately, have been bounced from their respective tournaments. From the NCAA, of course, a historic entry for the SIUE Cougars, but they are out with their 78-40 loss to Houston. The Mizzou Tigers were upset by Drake 67-57 in their NCAA first game of the tournament, and so they're out. And in the NIT, the SLU Billikens also out with their 103-78 loss to Arkansas State. So that is one team hanging in there for college basketball locally. Go Illini. So let's switch over and talk a little bit about Cardinals baseball and set that up for our guests. It'll come with us at 6:30 later this hour. After a 7-1 win over the Nationals on Wednesday, the Cards have dropped the last two spring training games. However, both today were a split squad affair, so not quite an individual full team endeavor. 5-3 in favors of the Astros, and then also the other part of the squad lost just by 1-3-2 to the Mets today. Prior to the game, as we typically tend to hear, Ollie Marmol talked a little bit to the media and first talked a little bit about Michael McGreevy, talking about his progression from what we saw from him last year and leading up to what we see now in the spring.
Yeah, I would say a little bit of both. I think you're always wanting to confirm what reports are and what we saw alive in St. Louis, but also continue to build on it. So I think it's a combination of both. Him continuing to develop consistency with the left-handers. And so, yeah, I would say a little bit of both.
And he moved on then to give a little bit more information about Jordan Walker, talking about what it's like to see his improvements and also talking about his swing.
I like his setup. I think it will lend itself to more consistency. The bat path is better as well. Prior to the little knee thing, I thought we were starting to see him kind of use the big part of the field, and the ball was on a line in the air. So I like that. So it'll be good to continue to get him as many at-bats as we can, but it's headed in the right direction.
And also, last but not least, about Mason Wynn, talking about the confidence in terms of Mason being confident despite struggling a little bit in the spring.
Yeah, he is, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what gives him that edge and success is being hard on himself. He's catching up to where he wants to be with the bat. Defensively, he's done a nice job. So just continuing to get him as many at-bats as possible is going to be important. But, yeah, I mean, he didn't start off the way he would have liked, but I have a lot of confidence in what he's going to be able to do once the year starts.
The Cardinals taking on the Marlins tomorrow in more spring training, not preseason. There's my soccer talk talking. Spring training at 12:10 right here on KMOX. And again, we'll get into that a little bit more at the bottom of the hour when we visit with our guest there. Stay tuned. We'll do more talk. We're going to visit first about Blues hockey. We're going to talk about their resurgence really at the right time, right place, right time, right moment. They've clinched a playoff spot for now. We'll talk about it with St. Louis Blues sports writer Lou Korak. He's up next on KMOX. Welcome back into a Graybar Sports Open Line. Jen C's here filling in for Matt Pauly this week. Well, I was about to switch over to Blues hockey, and I'm going to do that. However, as I welcome our guest in, I actually think we have another sport in common. Lou Korak, who covers the St. Louis Blues and NHL for NHL.com and is the Blues site editor at the Hockey News. Lou, welcome in and do tell about our soccer connection.
Is Tom Timmerman the tenacious reporter that you claim he is?
He's pretty tenacious. I mean, that hat is always bobbing around somewhere. I rely on it at soccer practices to know what's happening and on press conferences to know when it's about to begin.
This is what I hear, yeah. But I want to know, see, I'm a big Manchester City guy. Oh. Does he have maybe the intellect of a Pep Guardiola?
Oh, gosh, I feel like I can't talk about him if he's not here to defend himself. That is fantastic. So, yes, usually Tom and I run into each other quite a bit. I mean, he does a lot of other stuff, too. But my primary sport is City. We run into each other on the pitch or in a club or, you know, covering. And it's always, I think this is in any sport, right? It's always more fun when they win.
Yeah. You're actually catching me here. I'm going to be leaving shortly. I have an indoor soccer game myself tonight. So
are you playing? Are you playing?
I am playing. Yes, ma'am.
Look at you go. Actually just had a call in from my 7v7 women's soccer team that I haven't answered yet because I'm not sure if I want to do it. Anyway,
are we turning this into a soccer segment or what?
Yeah, sorry, St. Louis Blues, which would be really unfortunate because, boy, talk about a team peaking at the right time. Earlier this week, Lou, I had on John Kelly, TV voice of the Blues, and we just kind of talked about how his outlook 3 or 4 weeks ago was much different than it is now. And since he and I talked Tuesday night, the Blues have beaten the Predators 4-1, Canucks 4-3 in overtime. Boy, how are things looking now on that side?
Jen, I'll be honest with you. When they played, and I can't pinpoint the date down because I don't have their schedule in front of me here, but when they played out in Salt Lake City for the first time against Utah, that was like their eighth opportunity this year to put together a three-game winning streak. And they lost that game. And at that point, I had written a column and said, I am done. I can no longer put any faith and trust and defend this team. It's just not going to happen. And it's going to be a third straight season of not making the playoffs, which would match a franchise record.
Well, I think that was February 2nd. If I'm looking, if I'm catching it on the schedule right, there's a lot of games.
That sounds right. Okay. That sounds about right. And I, at that point, I pretty much had just ridden them off. No, actually, you know what? I think the February 2nd game was the one that they won. It was the first time that they played out there. And I'm telling you, I just felt like that's it. You can put a fork in this group. They can't sustain any kind of a winning streak. They were the last team in the league this year, if you could imagine that. The team that they're playing tomorrow, Chicago Blackhawks, who are one of the worst teams in the league, had put together a three-game winning streak before they could. That just tells you a lot, that there's just no consistency in this group. And the word consistency had always come up with these guys. We've got to find some consistency day in and day out. But boy, have they caught lightning in a bottle. I mean, I think the Four Nations break was a blessing in disguise for a lot of these guys, because I think health played into it. A lot of these guys have gotten healthy. They've been able to recharge the batteries, and something has just clicked. I wish I could tell you what it is. I wish I could tell you that it's been the way Jim Montgomery has been able to coach this group up. I wish I could tell you that it's the chemistry has finally come together. I think it's a little bit of everything. I can't pinpoint it to one thing, but if the playoffs started today, the St. Louis Blues are in. They've been able to do it. There's still a long way to go here, but the fact that we're even talking about this right now, that they're in the position that they're in, is pretty remarkable.
You know, I think it underscores the fact it really doesn't matter, it seems, to like the sport, whether it's soccer. We know, you know, flipping back over to soccer, we know that City, you know, kind of limped its, you know, just top of the Western Conference, and then they weren't performing well into postseason, and their postseason ended in one game. It seems like that's a common theme in just about any sport, that the way you come in, the way you, whether you're, if you're limping in, we know that some of our men's college basketball teams who kind of limped into the playoffs didn't last. But if you find that peak at the right time, and it's so funny that you say consistency, that's exactly what John Kelly talked about. And he talked about it in terms of not just consistency game to game, but he said at some point in time, it was just bad period period.
Yeah, it was. And it was just trying to find something positive to build on. I mean, this was a team that they would get a positive moment, and then all of a sudden it would flip and go the other way. Now it's almost as if when mistakes happen, these guys just seem to brush it aside and go, okay, forget it. Like last night, that game last night, I'm telling you, it's one of the more exciting games I've covered in a long time. There were so many range of emotions there, and emotions in the game, good and bad. I mean, when you give up a goal with, what, 3-4 seconds left, and you think you have it in the bag, that could be just an absolute gut punch to anybody. But this group now, with the confidence that they're playing with, they just seem to brush it aside and say, okay, let's go. Now we got to go win the game in overtime. And that's kind of how they're going about things. And it's I asked some of the guys last night, could this have happened earlier in the season? And I think Dylan Holloway said it best, that maybe earlier in the season we let that one get away. And that's kind of what was happening. But it's not happening right now. Not only are they – well, last night was one of the, you know, closest games they played. But not only are they beating teams in this streak, I mean, they're beating teams handily. I mean, these are games that they're running away with. And the confidence just continues to grow. But I think their challenge moving forward is, now they've been the hunter for so long. Now they're the hunted. Let's see how they handle it moving forward.
Well, you know, and combine that then with two, if you're going up against the, you know, at the time, the worst team in the league, it is not a time where you start to have that mentality. Like, you have to literally go, and it's not just scoring, it's how many you can score, how quickly can you score, how lethal can you be on that last team. Otherwise, you end up playing down to that level and you don't keep your resurgence going.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim Montgomery said it best today, and he even said, I sound like a broken record, but we seem to be living in the moment. And I think that's the best attitude these guys can take, because they've got back-to-back games this weekend. They're not even thinking about Nashville, because you can't. I mean, I know you're playing them on Sunday, but you've got to focus on the Blackhawks. And You can't look back and say, oh, we've won 11 out of, you know, 11 2-2 run and 10-2-2 since the Four Nations break or whatever it is. They're not looking back on that and dwelling on it. I mean, it's a great accomplishment, the fact that they put themselves back into this, but they just seem to win or lose, they put that result aside and they move on to the next one. And I know it sounds, you hear it all the time, it sounds cliche, but that's how these guys are playing right now. They're focused on the Blackhawks tomorrow. It's a game they should win. It's a game they have to win. I mean, these 2 points mean just as much as beating Winnipeg or whoever some of the top teams are. They're no different. So they know they have a job to do now. And if they take care of their own business, it's going to put the pressure on those other teams, because a couple of the teams do have games in hand on them. But it's up to you what you do with them. But if you continue to win your games, you're applying that much pressure on them and forcing those other teams that are chasing you now to win their games as well.
It sounds like, you know, if you break it down, that it's really more of a mindset thing, a mental thing over the physical. Of course, the physical is important. You get tired. You got to play through. You got to have your skills. But at this point of the game for the Blues, this is a mindset game.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of that mindset also, these teams that they're playing, I don't want to say they're taxing their goalies because they know they have to win, but I think that's one thing the Blues have a luxury with here. They have two guys that they're very comfortable with, and I think that's where a lot of this mindset comes into play. Whether it's Jordan Binnington, whether it's Joel Hofer right now, I think Joel Hofer's played as good as anybody in the league since he got pulled from his start earlier this month in Dallas, and he's been absolutely fantastic for them, and I think he's going to – it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I believe he's going to get the start tomorrow and Jordan Binnington's going to go on Sunday. You need this right now because you're in the middle of a stretch of 10 games in 17 days, which is absolutely taxing on these guys. But if you can have two goalies that are going, you can keep these guys fresh. And when you got a fresh goalie that you can put in there, it becomes such an advantage.
All right, Lou. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on the Blues. Go Blues. And also for you, go in your Vetta indoor soccer game. Take it to them tonight.
Thank you very much. It was good to meet you.
Maybe
we'll catch up sometime.
That's right.
One.
You too.
Take care.
You so much. There's a hockey guy talking soccer, and I'm a soccer girl talking some hockey. Really appreciate time with Lou Korak. He covers the St. Louis Blues and NHL for NHL.com and is the St. Louis Blues site editor at The Hockey News. Like Lou talked about, for now, the Blues hold a playoff spot with 77 points, a 35-28-7 record, and 12 games left in the regular season. Next game tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd of March at 2 p.m., taking on the last place Blackhawks. More to come. We'll get back to Cardinal baseball with Lynn Worthy, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's up next on KMOX.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
That's some smooth music here. Back on Camo X Braybar Sports Open Line. Nice pick, John Camp. Appreciate that. Let's move on and talk a little bit more Cardinal baseball. We did some of the highlights and little talk from Ollie Marmol earlier in the hour. Joining me now is Lynn Worthy, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Lynn, thanks so much for your time on a Friday evening of all nights.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
Absolutely. Well, let's just go over the fact, spring training results so far. Any concern? It was a split squad today, of course, but any concerns there with the Cardinals dropping two games on the same day?
The results themselves, not so much concern. It's more so, you know, it's what you see on the field that's the thing that you're really honed in on. And so, like today, I stayed in Jupiter. And we saw Sonny Gray give up. He had a four-run inning, and then he gave up another home run later. So, it was a little rough. Gave up two home runs. He's up to, I believe that's seven now this spring. So that is a little concerning. Not so much the final score. It's, just a bumpy outing.
It's one of those things where, right, the results don't necessarily always tell the tale in any sport. It's the process. It's what's going on. Now, if I remember correctly from Kevin Wheeler's 515 sports report, talked a little bit about Sonny Gray. Of course, he is picked as John Mozeliak's guy to start on opening day. We know that sometimes spring training hasn't fared as well for him, but that it seems, if I heard it right, it's not necessarily related to anything injury. He feels fine. It may have more to do with, you know, the fact that it put him behind for spring training. Is that right?
Yeah. So he referenced being behind. That's going back to end of last season. It's easy to forget that he ended last season on the injury
that's
list.
Right. Is he still on a slow start for this spring training as well?
Yeah. So that's what it was. So he was going back to last season, as in that put him behind because he had to get a pain injection. He had a flexor issue. And so it delayed basically the start of his off-season training. And so he comes into camp a little bit behind where he would have been. And so now as camp's wrapping up, he's still maybe a little bit behind. Like he's more sort of where he would have been in the middle of camp as opposed to end of camp, beginning of the season. So that was sort of what he was referencing. And he fully acknowledged that, you know, his velocity is down. And even when he reaches back for it, it's not coming out the way that, you know, it has in the past. So he said to us that he's fully expects that it will be back. But even if it's not, he needs to figure out a way to get out, you know, without that.
And of course, so we played just a couple of audio clips from Ollie Marmol, who talks, I know, before the games, you know, talked a little bit about Michael McGreevy in terms of, you know, how he's progressed, Jordan Walker, about his improvements on his swing, and of course, also Mason Wynn talking about, you know, despite some of the struggles in the spring, how he's confident. Any other players that you'd like to comment on, or would love to hear about others as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mason, you know, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and I keep going back to last year, because last year in spring training, you know, the big question was, is he going to be able to hit enough? Everybody thought he had the defensive prowess to be a really elite defender, but was he going to hit enough? And then throughout camp, it was like, yeah, it's looking kind of, you know, rough. He had a sort of a swing adjustment that he was making late in the camp. He was able to do it. You know, you could see it. He knew what he was trying to do. You could see it in batting practice. It wasn't happening in the games. But then the regular season started, and exactly what he was trying to do, you saw, and he got off to a hot start and was one of their better hitters throughout the season. This year, he hasn't quite been able to have things click the way it did last year, so he's still working on that. But the three names that I think have been coming up throughout the offseason as far as guys who, you know, they really think have high potential, but they haven't put it together yet, is Lars Nootbaar, Jordan Walker, who you mentioned, and Nolan Gorman. Mm-hmm. And Lars has had a pretty good camp. Jordan and,
and Nolan have still been kind of, you know, working through some different adjustments, and they both seem to be pretty optimistic as far as working with a new hitting coach, but it hasn't quite translated, at least not consistently, to the spring training games.
You know, I feel like it probably is with a lot of sports season. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Sometimes that preseason, or in baseball case, spring training, is so long. And before you think, oh, it's so far away to start. And as I look at the schedule, I'm like, oh, my goodness, two more spring training games, and then home opener, Twins and Cardinals, Thursday, March 27th. That's less than a week away. How do the games with the Marlins and spring training game with the Nationals set the Cardinals up, if it does that at all, for a good home opener here in St. Louis?
I think this is finally when we'll probably start to see something close to the lineup that they're going to start the season with, because, you know, they like to say you split squad. You literally split, you know, some of the group up. So, you know, like Jordan Walker was in Port St. Lucie, but you had guys like Nuke Barr, Wilson Contreras, you know, Mason Wynn were all here in Jupiter. Nolan Gorman was actually out. He wasn't in either game because he was sick. And so, but I think at least in these last couple of days, we'll probably see something closer to the lineup that they're planning to go into the season with. So that will be interesting to see, you know, have an idea where he's going to slot guys in the lineup, you know, who's going to be, you know, maybe be the starting center fielder, which has sort of still been up in the air. And in the next couple of days, we expect them to sort of finalize what the roster is going to look like. There's just a few spots that are sort of still more or less up for grabs, or down to a couple of guys competing. But those things should become pretty evident in the next couple of days.
So you've got just a little bit more time down there in spring training. You yourself eventually head back to St. Louis, the team back to St. Louis for opening day. Can you give a little preview on the day as a whole for what that looks like between now and then for yourself, and of course, of all the Cardinals fans in Cardinal Nation who probably won't be going to work that day?
Yeah, well, there's,
or everybody, you know, will go to work too. Together.
Yeah,
at
well,
the game.
Hopefully they're not working anywhere near Borough Park Village, because that's going to be a tough one to get to.
Yes, sir.
I think I learned that the hard way a couple years ago, but the first home opener that I went to, I thought I left early to get to the ballpark, and I was wrong. Early is not early if it's opening day, but. But yeah, between now and then, you know, they've got two more spring training games. They break camp. I think they're leaving Monday morning. I'm not 100% sure if it's Sunday night or Monday morning. They are actually going to play one exhibition game in Memphis, which is basically going to be the Major League roster against the AAA roster. So that's going to be on Monday night. And then Tuesday, there's no game or anything like that. Wednesday, there's going to be a workout at Busch Stadium, which is when, you know, you have the full roster that's going to be there for opening day. Those guys taking batting practice. I believe the Twins take batting practice first, or they do their workout first in the afternoon. And so then later in the afternoon is going to be the Cardinals. And so then opening day is on Thursday, and that should be a packed house. You know, they already put out a list of some of the Hall of Famers that are supposed to be in attendance, because, you know, they always do a big pregame ceremony with the Red Jacket Hall of Famers. So that's already starting to trickle out some of that stuff. Next week will be, you know, sort of that unofficial start of spring with the baseball season starting in St. Louis, and the Red Jackets and Ballpark Village should be alive with, you know, crowds of people. And, you know, then we'll see what the Cardinals have in store for us this season.
Thanks, Lynn, for your time tonight, and go Cards.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That was Lynn Worthy, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, talking a little bit more detail about the Cardinals. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's going to be Thursday. And here we go with another pro team in St. Louis playing sports, which, of course, all St. Louisans love. We're a great sports town. Love it. All right. Hang with us. UFL football, believe it or not, is also almost upon us. We'll talk Battle Hawks with their director of communications, Brian Stull. He's next on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Nope, Matt Pauly will be back with you next week. Jen C's filling in for Matt for on a Graybar Sports Open Line again. Matt back in the saddle next week to bring you all things Cardinals baseball, St. Louis Blues, city soccer, and all the other things he talks about. And what I get to talk about more tonight is Actually, I just love saying their name, the St. Louis Battlehawks. That is a killer name. I love that name. And joining me now is Brian Stull, Director of Communications for the Battlehawks. Brian, I don't know how you guys picked that name, but I just love it so much.
It's fun. No, now I got to hear it, Jen. You got a good call as well?
Battlehawks. I just love that. It's just a it's a go out and get. How can you not be pumped? But of course,
absolutely.
you guys are going to take on in your first. I can't believe your season. So we're talking about how my main sport is St. Louis City SC. So we've been underway, of course, going for a little bit, but now we've got everything happening next week in terms of Cardinal baseball. The Blues are closing down their regular season slowly, and you guys are also starting up with your first game against Houston just Friday, a week from today, the Houston Roughnecks, another pretty cool name. What's in store for fans? I did read a article really quick today about cutting down the roster, and I know that there was an article earlier on how there was a deadline for that, but now the cuts have been made, and it seems like some fans were a little surprised.
Yeah, you know what? It's always tough at the end of training camp for Coach Beck and the rest of the staff to, you know, whittle things down. There were 64 players who were in training camp. These were guys who, over the course of, you know, basically a month, blood, sweat, and tears trying to earn their spot on the roster, but there's only so much room. The league mandates that you can only carry 50 players, so 14 players had to get released, but of that, there will be a lot of familiar faces that are returning. 29 players from last year's squad, as a matter of fact, including, you know, Offensive Player of the Year, Akeem Butler, he's back. Special Teams Player of the Year, Chris Garrett, is back. Running back, Jacob Sailors. Willie Harvey, who set a league record for tackles last year, he's back on the defensive side of things. So, you know, there's definitely some familiar faces, but then there's some new faces that came into camp. Some fans might remember the likes of a Chase Allen, who played tight end up at Northern Iowa, but he's from the southwest portion of Missouri. Had a stint with the Chicago Bears. He's one of the new tight ends to pair up with Jake Sutherland. A couple of familiar names like a Nate Metters, as well as Lucas Dennis, who played with the Battlehawks in 2023. Then they went and played in the NFL last year, and now they're back. So, again, it's going to be fun. And as you mentioned, believe it or not, literally 1 week from now, we're going to be kicking things off down in Houston. And then we've got the big home opener Sunday, April 6th. 5:30 down at the Battle Dome, as we like to say.
God, the best names. I'm telling you, sports teams need to be named. They need to come to you guys. That just gets you up and pumping. You know, I look back to when the new schedule was released. It says for the first time ever, the Blackhawks will Battlehawks will play 6 home games during this season, as opposed to traditional 5 home games. What's that like? Is it a big change? Does that mean a whole lot more having that extra home game?
It's just another opportunity to come cheer on the Battlehawks.
Yeah.
So the reason for that is, you know, I mean, yes, St. Louis Battlehawk fans are awesome, and yes, St. Louis deserves every game that we can get in town. But the reality is that San Antonio had a scheduling conflict because of March Madness. And so what they did was, what would have been a road game for the Battlehawks against the Brahmas will now be a second game here in St. Louis. So that's why we have 6 this season. We're hoping that we have 7 and 8. We hope that we make the playoffs and get to host a game, and then, you know, hopefully here in the near future, there'll be an official announcement regarding the championship, and it'd be awesome to have that here again as well.
Yeah, I take a look, and I admittedly don't know arena football as much as I should. I'm used to the sport that, you know, in Europe calls itself football, but here it's called soccer. But looking at the schedule, the regular season runs through May 30th, and I think about that with other pro sports, about how long those seasons are. What is that like to do? There's got to be so much action in what really feels like a short period of time.
It is, and it's a smaller roster because, you know, the distinction, like you mentioned, the Arena League, that's fast, that's fun, that's furious, but it's played on a smaller field. We're playing on a legitimate, you know, 100-yard football field, same as the NFL. So, you know, we're playing down at the Dome here in St. Louis, and obviously, you know, the other stadiums and facilities around the United Football League, this is a 100-yard field. So it very much, you know, you have that 35-mile-per-hour collision on every play with the linemen and everything going. So they need that week to recover, and even then you're still battling through. And in this league, because of the fact that there's only 50 players on a roster and not all of them are active every game, you have to play special teams as well as offense and defense. I mean, you can't just be a, hey, this is all I can do. That's not going to work. So you've really got to be multi-talented. And there's definitely some attrition. There's definitely wear and tear on the bodies as the season rolls on.
That was actually my next question, of just thinking about what that looks like for, you know, especially cardiovascularly, muscle strain, you know, those kinds of injuries that, frankly, sometimes just come from training, how you guys handle rotating or making sure your roster is fresh when, one, like you said, it's not so big, and two, you've got such a condensed schedule.
Yeah. No, you know what? Hats off to the trainers who do an incredible job, the trainers and the medical staff. But really, it comes down to the conditioning of the athletes during the off season. That was something that Coach Beck, not that he overly stressed the conditioning, but when you're raising the level of competition in training camp, besides battling for a job, you know, it's like if you did not properly utilize the off season, it's going to be evident. And we had a camp where everybody came in great shape. I mean, these are guys that are hungry. They want to win a championship. They love playing in St. Louis. They love playing in front of the crowd. All of the league loves playing in front of St. Louis because of how great the crowds are. I mean, everybody gets up to come play
right.
The Battlehawks in St. Louis, which is a home field advantage, but it's also a little bit of a neutralizer because the other team's so pumped to be here. But that conditioning is huge, and really it falls on the responsibility of the players. And then Coach Beck does a tremendous job throughout the season of managing the actual days that they're in pads on the field. And so maybe you're doing a little bit more walkthroughs, you're doing a little extra meeting time.
Kind of active recovery.
Stimulate, but yeah. Go easier on the body.
Yeah, like active recovery. So you're still doing things, but you got to let the body recover while you're still training, of course.
No doubt.
Like you mentioned, first game is a week away at Houston, but then your home opener in St. Louis at the Dome at America Center. What's in store for fans that day? There's always a buildup. I think opening days are one of the most fun besides maybe last games or postseason stuff. What does St. Louis have in store? What do you have in store for St. Louis with the Battlehawks?
Well, it's going to be fun. 5:30 is the kickoff, as we mentioned, on Sunday, April 6th. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you can go to uflbattlehawks.com/tickets. And whether you want to bring a big group down, whether you want to just, you know, get a suite, whether you just want to get two seats for you and a buddy, whatever the case is, everything can get you squared away at uflbattlehawks.com/tickets. But what we have in store is the game time kickoff is 5:30. So that means that at about 2:30, officially the tailgate at Bear Plaza, right in front of the Battle Dome, will start happening with all the vendors that will be down there, the tents, the festivities, the face painting. The players will arrive about 90 minutes beforehand, and we'll have our battle walk where everybody can line up and cheer and high-five the players as they come walking into the Dome. I'm sure there will be some people who are camping out as early as, you know, 9 a.m., have the grills going and the beverages flowing, which will be awesome. But, you know, officially later in the afternoon is when the official events will take place, and then kickoff's at 5:30, and then we'll get ready to do it all again the next week on April 13th.
Once again, another day in St. Louis where nothing's getting done. Mow your lawns before April 6th with the home game, right?
It is. And you know what? You mentioned at the very top, Jen, like, how lucky are we as sports fans to live in a city like St. Louis where we have all of these options and all of them are supported? I mean, when you think about it, like, you know, again, soccer's going on, baseball's going on, the Blues are getting ready to make this playoff push. You know, we've had golf events in town that are happening at the same time, things out at the Chess Museum, all this stuff. And St. Louis turns out in full force for all of them. I mean, that's not something to take for granted. That's just something I wake up every day and is like, how awesome to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Brian, thanks for joining us tonight. And we'll keep an eye on it. Hope to talk with you again during your regular season with the Battlehawks.
You got it. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. That was Brian Stulg, Director of Communications for the St. Louis Battlehawks, whose season starts just a week away, and then they're home April 6th. Wow. What a busy show we have had to do. Thanks to all of our guests participating in Sports Open Line. Thanks to John Camp for the controls on the show. That'll do it for Sports Open Line tonight. I'm Jen Cease filling in for Matt Pauly. Don't worry, he'll be back in the saddle next week bringing you all things pro sports in St. Louis and more. But hang with us. We're not done. We switch over to the city spotlight and talk U.S. men's national team last night's loss to Panama in the CONCACAF Nations League. Not a conversation I'm looking forward to. We got to talk about it. Then we switch over to all things city soccer with game analysis, a player profile, and laws of the game. More to come. Stay with us. The city spotlight is coming up right after the news here on KMOX.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.